You know what this is?
A commercial.
Right, and you know what that means.
Time for a snack?
Wrong. I want you to do some heart-healthy exercise. Yes, you! Try some seated leg extensions right now. Just lift each leg up and extend it straight one at a time, 6 to 8 times.
I can do that.
Yes, you can. Remember, every commercial is a chance to sneak in heart-healthy activity. Visit findexerciseanywhere.com and speak with your doctor to learn more about the risks of heart failure.
This is episode 920 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm called the Big Game Hunter, which started off when I was still doing recruiting. You know, I hunted down leaders and staff for organizations and did it for more than 40 years. And now I coach people and organizations to play big. And this is a show about the importance of proper preparation. Because some of you just wing it and it proves so costly, even if you get the offer. Hope you find this show helpful and give it 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. And by the way, if you're interested in my coaching you, listen to the end of the show. There's more there. Oh, I forgot to mention, normally on Wednesdays I do brain teasers. I've been doing that all year. I decided to skip it this week. I noticed it's not my most popular feature, so I thought I would pass on it. And now, let's get going. I want to give you some no BS job search advice for how to prepare for your next job interview. And hear me out. I know most of you are going to take the lazy approach, but I'm hoping to get through to some of you who will actually put in the effort to excel. Now, let me start by saying that when an actor or actress walks out on the stage to recite those lines, they didn't just read the lines. In the past, what they'd done is come out on the stage any number of times before an audience to perform those lines as though they were in front of an audience. When an athlete comes out on the field for a game, whether it's football, basketball, whatever the sport is, they've practiced any number of times in front of people who are there to critique and evaluate them in order to ensure that they're performing to their maximum capabilities. You're going to need to do the same thing. Now, you may say, I know how to answer these questions, but you don't know the nuances of how you're answering them. And there's only a couple of ways to find out. Now, one bit of homework for you. There are certain predictable questions that everyone is asked at an interview. What might you be asked? Write down your answers. Now, here's the fun part. What I want you to do is get two friends together for a mock interview. One person's going to ask the question. The other one is going to take their phone out and record you while you answer the question. Have them stand behind the interviewer so they're looking directly at you. Now, there's a couple of things that you want to notice when answering questions. Number one is, of course, what you actually say. But you also want to notice your bad habits so you can work at correcting them. Some people think they're maintaining eye contact, but really aren't. Some people have lots of uhs and pauses stammering when they answer questions. Isn't it better to correct that before you actually interview through practice and rehearsal than at the interview where you walk out the door and go, oh, well, I'll be better next time. And you've wasted everyone's time and blown an opportunity that you may have really wanted. Don't just shrug it off to a learning experience. Athletes don't shrug it off to a learning experience. They're prepared before they get out on the field, before they get on the court. You know, actresses and actors, you know, don't flub a line and call it a learning experience. The audience is annoyed at them. Now, they're out there having spent good money to get an amateur performance. Do you want to be seen as an amateur? Of course not. You want to be in the position where you have the opportunity to choose whether or not to join this firm for this job and not leave it up to them to make that decision on their own. So get out there with a video camera. Get two friends together. It could be a wife, a husband, friend, partner, whoever it is. It could be someone in your networking group. It'd be your coach and someone that they know. Whoever it is, get them out there and video you so you can listen to your answers and watch for your bad habits so you can correct them before they cost you very much. And by the way, even if you get the job, it may cost you money with a lower offer because they just don't think you're quite that good, but you're good enough. You never want to be seen as good enough. You want to be seen as the first choice, period. The best choice, period. Not the good enough one, because the good enough one's never compensated as well as the best one. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to connect with me. First of all, if you're interested in one-to-one coaching from me, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the word coaching. This way I know what it's about. I can get back in touch with you. We'll figure out a time to speak for an introductory conversation so that I learn what your needs are and you can figure out if I'm the right person to help you. Generally, I work with people at a manager level and above, but I do make exceptions from time to time. If you're not at that level and want advice from me, the best way is through jobsearchcoachinghq.com. There I have curated information that I've developed and others have as well that you can watch, listen to, or read that's going to help you find work more quickly. Again, you can ask me questions through the site. I'd be very happy to answer your questions. I look forward to helping you in either of those two ways. And if we're not connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from fans, from listeners who have been helped by the show. And like me on Facebook. The page is facebook.com/NoBSCoachingAdvice.com or look for Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter there. Give me 5 stars, a great review. It helps other people discover the show. And I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
At the Home Depot, we improve things. This holiday season, we've improved Black Friday. Instead of one day of crazy, we've lowered prices now, and they'll stay low all season. From decorations to dishwashers, wreaths to ratchet sets. So sleep in. You're not going to miss Black Friday. Not one little bit. Black Friday improved. The best prices of the year already here at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details.